This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese economy, as you may have heard, has slowed down just a little bit. But gross domestic product over there is still growing at a pretty good clip, an annual rate of 7% or so, which is pretty nice. But how are they doing that? How are they getting it done? At the local level, it's all about developing property, building commercially, mostly. Local governments across China the past several years have moved at least 40 million people out of their homes, selling that land to developers. Earlier this year, our China correspondent Rob Schmitz told us about a group of people in Shanghai who refused to be part of that economic equation. They managed to stay put in their homes for nearly a decade. But now time has run out. Here's Rob.
Early one Wednesday morning a few weeks ago, a group of men broke into the Shanghai home of 72-year-old Xie Guo Zhen and her husband.
I had just woken up and was on the toilet when I heard them knock down the front door. Five men pushed open the bathroom door, gagged my mouth so I couldn't scream. And when I struggled, they pulled my arm so far behind my back, it felt that they had broken.
She was dragged downstairs, where she saw her 69-year-old husband tied up on the floor. The men threw the couple into the back of a van and drove them to an outdoor courtyard nearby, where they were kept the rest of the day.
When they released us, we ran back home to find our home had been demolished. All of my belongings, heirlooms, and family photos, gone. They had kidnapped us and robbed us of everything.
They were the government of Xuhui, a district in the heart of Shanghai. For years, the Xuhui government had tried to persuade people in this rundown neighborhood called Maggie Lane to leave their homes. Ye Mao is an analyst with the China Real Estate Information Center. He says the land, the size of a city block, is a potential gold mine.
If this land could be developed into a residential area, it would easily be among the most expensive properties in Shanghai.
In 2005, a developer hired by the Xuhui government set fire to a house in Maggie Lane. They were trying to scare people out of their homes. Instead, they burned an elderly couple alive in their bed. After that, the Xuhui government left the neighborhood alone. She and her husband were among a handful of people who stayed. But all that changed this week. Now Xie, who suffers from colon cancer, and her husband Chen have to find another home, much like tens of millions of others displaced by land grabs across China. Beijing property lawyer Wang Cailiang says here's the problem. China's GDP growth largely depends on local governments acquiring and then selling land.
In a normal system, the government is not supposed to be benefiting from land transactions. They should only be responsible for managing the land. They are not businessmen.
14 years ago, land sales made up just 9% of revenue for local governments. That skyrocketed to 64% just 2 years ago. Now, China's economic growth is dipping, and the central government has plans to move a quarter of a billion rural Chinese into the cities over the next decade. Wang says there is more pressure than ever on local government officials to take people's land by any means necessary.
In Chinese, we call it heichai. Illegal demolition. It's when governments hire mafia types to kidnap people or throw them into illegal prisons and then take their land. We're seeing more and more of this all over China.
Wang says the methods used in the Xuhui government's taking of Maggie Lane, kidnapping Xie and Chen from their home and then detaining them, violated Chinese law. The Xuhui government refused repeated requests for an interview with Marketplace. Instead, officials forwarded the request to Chinese state security officers, who then warned Marketplace to stop talking to Maggie Lane residents. Nearly a year ago, when Marketplace began covering this story, Xie and Chen, the couple who just lost their home, were optimistic. Xi Jinping had just become president, and he spoke about the Chinese dream, the idea that all Chinese get a fair shot at achieving their dreams.
The government talks about the Chinese dream, but there is no sense of happiness or dignity living in this society. It's all gone. There is no hope in this life.
Chen ends this thought with a question. The Chinese dream, he asks, shaking his head. Whose dream is that? In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.